The basic spirit of Rav Yitzchak, three words of Torah, but the Mechitza, four words of Torah,
have to be written with Sirtut. That's the lower level Sirtut. That means Sirtut on top. Tosis at the end mentions maybe all around as well. In fact, it sounds like it's maybe two different shitas within Rabbeinu Tam, whether the lower level Sirtut requires all around or just on top. That is a Sirtut that's required any Divrei Torah that are Bechsav, be it Sefer Torah, be it Mezuzah, be it Tefillin, be it Stanazah, he wrote a Pasuk. Tzach, Rosh and Tzach, Rabbeinu Tam thought not, but as long as it's there for Drasha, that also requires the basic Sirtut of Rav Yitzchak. This halach of Sirtut is Li'ikuva. We prove that from Tosis Kasha, that if you don't have, for example, by Tefillin, which the only Sirtut that Tefillin would require is the Sirtut of Rav Yitzchak, if you didn't have it, it would be Pasuk Tefillin, and we explain why that is. We say for Torah as well, if you don't have the Sirtut of Rav Yitzchak, it's possible because the Ksav of Torah was written improperly, therefore it doesn't have a Shem Sefer Torah, and the Parshas of Tefillin are defined as Parshas of Torah in the form of what Divrei Torah are, the way that they are to be written, and therefore it would be Psul in the Tefillin, Psul in the Sefer Torah. Then there's another level Sirtut, a higher level Sirtut, that we find is required by Mezuzah, when it says, and also by Megillah, that we require Sirtut HaKol Shita V'Shita. We learn out, the Gemara says, we learn out by Mezuzah, Gemara says, Lachem Moshe Mesinai, Megillah, we learn out from Mezuzah, Kontra Benu Tam, Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes, Shetzvicha Sirtut Ka'amita Shel Torah. So, the Tzvicha Sirtut of Megillah is HaKol Shita V'Shita, because Tefillin is Ein Tzvichin Sirtut, and that also requires the one Sirtut on top. So that's called Ein Tzvicha Sirtut. So if it says that Megillah requires Sirtut, it's understood to mean on every single line. So that's learned out not from Sefer Torah, says Rabbeinu Tam, because Sefer Torah doesn't require on every line. Rather, it's learned out from Mezuzah. So that's what we learn out over here from Megillah, from Mezuzah. Okay. Tefillin requires a basic Sirtut, and you're not really supposed to do more unless you're in an unusual situation where your mamash feel like you can't write without it. But generally it wasn't done. You consider Hevyot, and you basically need the basic Sirtut of Rav Yitzchak, and that's sufficient, and that's Li'ikuva. This is how it comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam. There are other Shitas in Rishonim, though, about this. We begin to look today at what some of the other Shitas are. So, first of all, Rabbeinu Tam says Sefer Torah requires Sirtut only all around, not on every line. So the Rush already says in the Rush, although he goes like Rabbeinu Tam in certain respects, that there's two levels of Sirtut. Tefillin requires the one Sirtut Lamala and not in every line. But the Rush says that just like Mezuzah requires on every line, so does Sefer Torah. How do you know it? So the Rush writes, and found in the Nachas, I didn't give this to you in the Maamar Kamos, but it's also much more so that's here. If you look carefully, you'll see it as well. The Rush is in Menachis, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Os Zayin. He says that just like we learn out, Mezuzah needs Sirtut. Let's assume that's the reason by Mezuzah. But the Gemara mentions that we learn out a halacha by Mezuzah, Ksiva, Ksiva, Kasva Igeres, Tzula. We'll see what that means. It might mean also the din of Sirtut, but then you have to deal with how come you have two separate Makoros for Ksiva, for Mezuzah. But we learn that Mezuzah requires Sirtut, or requires whatever, not Kasva Igeres, Ksiva Ksiva, and we know Mezuzah requires Sirtut. Says the Rush, if we have Gzeira Sheva Ksiva Ksiva by Mezuzah, so he says we learn out Sefer Torah requires Sirtut in every line from Mezuzah. So it's not enough just to have it all around on the four sides. But the Rush says, just like you see, whatever it means, Kasvei Geres Tzula by Mezuzah, he says it means, well, you dictate the Chaseres B'Yiseres, that's how Tosis learns Kasvei Geres by Mezuzah, we'll see soon. But just like you see, you learn out from Sefer Torah to Mezuzah, Ksiva Ksiva, so too we learn out the other direction, Ksiva Ksiva from Mezuzah to Sefer Torah, so therefore, according to the Rush, you will in fact require Sefer Torah Sirtut in every line. So in that respect, the Rosh parts ways with Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, you actually have in the Ikar Adin a requirement of every Shita by Sefer Torah. That's what the Rosh says. Now, let's look at Rashi. What does Rashi hold? Also, that Sefer Torah requires a Sirtut Alkohol Shita Vashita. How do I know? Because Rashi says, first of all, in Megillah, we learn out Megillah requires Sirtut from, Rashi says, from Sefer Torah. Right? Rashi learns that Divrei Shalom Ve'emes means Sefer Torah. The lesson of Rashi in Megillah is Kamita Shel Torah Kesefer Torah Atzmo, and Rashi continues Sirtut Halacha Moshe Misina. So Rashi is telling us that that which Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, and again, clearly this has to do with every line, because again, it seems to be the basic understanding that the Sirtut that you have is on every line. You don't have any evidence in Rashi that it's two dinim. Certainly the Sirtut that we talk about in terms of Sefer Torah, in terms of Megillah, no one disputes that. That's every line. Rashi says you learn Megillah from Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what's the pshat here? The Halacha Moshe Misinai sounds like that Sefer Torah requires Sirtut in every line. So according to Rashi, let's understand. So what's the pshat? Sefer Torah requires Sirtut in every line. What's the gather of this Gzeiras HaKasuv? What's it about? Specific to Sefer Torah.
Svarim.
What? Svarim. Oh, so Yechora, in this Rashi, you don't see anything more. So, what is it exactly? Maybe it's Rav Yitzchak. Could we suggest that? What is this Halacha Moshe Misinai? Before we jump to the lesson of Svarim, what could it mean? So, could it mean that this is the Halacha, that you have Divrei Torah that are written out, you have to have Sirtut in every line? Rav Yitzchak's halacha basically is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and it requires in every line. But then, of course, we have to deal with the problem of Rabbeinu Tam. Then why does Tefillin not require Sirtut? Tefillin is also Divrei Torah Bechsav. If the Halacha Moshe Misinai speaks to the Sirtut in every line, that would have been where Rabbeinu Tam, you know, came lafuke. Don't say that the Sirtut of Yitzchak is Sirtut in every line. There's two dinim of Sirtut. In Achinami, Tefillin requires the low level Sirtut, but doesn't require the other Sirtut. But according to, if you didn't say Rabbeinu Tam, one could start thinking that Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut is in every line, and that would be Halacha Moshe Misinai perhaps. Did they told the Chassav have to have Sirtut? No. If that were the case, then we have to figure out what you say about Tefillin. So the truth is that Tosus mentions two things in Sota that could address this question. Tosus here does not mention it in terms of Tefillin, and it was without necessarily jumping to Rabbeinu Tam and assuming that really there's a din of Rabbi Yitzchak only on one line, and then that is even true about Tefillin. Now let's assume that Yitzchak Sirtut is every line, but what about Tefillin? So Tosus says, first of all, that this that is Halacha Moshe Misinai, it wasn't just that it said X. Let's say Mezuzah. Mezuzah Halacha Moshe Misinai. Says the Tosus in Sota, Halacha Moshe Misinai spoke to Tefillin directly. It's not that it said about Mezuzah, what about Tefillin? But wait a second, you have Rabbi Yitzchak. So you should need Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Tam says, yeah, you do. On one level. Tosus in Sota assumes that Rabbi Yitzchak Sirtut is on every line. But the Halacha Moshe Misinai specifically said, do not be Mesati Tefillin. That's what Tosus suggests. The Halacha Moshe Misinai Gufa spoke to Tefillin and said, this is not, don't be confused by the Ramban. Ramban says something a little different. It's the Diuk of the Halacha Moshe Misinai that spoke to Tefillin. Tosus in Sota says that the Halacha Moshe Misinai was that Tefillin should not have Sirtut. No, if that's the Halacha Moshe Misinai taught, then obviously, you know, you don't, that's not kia from what would otherwise be. The Halacha Moshe tells you, do not have Sirtut on Tefillin. Tosus mentions that B'toch HaDvarim. Now, the only thing is, that can certainly not be the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi's Lashon in Menachos, when the Gemara says Tefillin, the Gemara has that Kasha HaMori Denosin, Ay, Mezuzah needs Sirtut, and Tefillin not. So how could you use Parshas? How could you anyway think to use Parshas or Tefillin for Mezuzah? So Rashi's Lashon there is, that Tefillin lo Ashkechan. the boy siyutut. Rashi did not say that the halacha says tefillin shouldn't have siyutut. Rashi, second line, when the Gemara says, "Bahabai siyutut," you're telling me the mitzvah requires siyutut. So how could you think that you're going to use the parashios of what of tefillin? From Sefer Torah, then one wouldn't be asking, obviously, right? Because according to Rashi, Sefer Torah requires siyutut. And all those who say Sefer Torah requires siyutut, the Gemara's kasha was limited to how could you have thought to use parashios of tefillin for mezuzah if tefillin and if tefillin doesn't need siyutut and mezuzah does. But parashios of Sefer Torah to use for mezuzah, that's not a problem according to these Rishonim. Good. But Rashi's lesson is the Gemara asks, "Mabai siyutut kidin farshu kaman." The mezuzah requires siyutut. Continues Rashi, "Ubitfilim lo askechan debai siyutut." So what do you see in Lashon Rashi? Not that the halacha says that tefillin should not have siyutut. We don't find the mukkah. So lechora in Rashi that doesn't go. You can't say that what Tosfos says in Sota that tefillin should not have siyutut. Halacha moshe v'sina. Okay. Tosa says another thing is Sotah, and maybe we'll start considering for Rashi. Tosa says, again, against our Tosa here, that the Sirtut of Rabbi Yitzchak would not passel. It would only be halacha that you're not allowed to do it without Sirtut, but it wouldn't passel. Okay, so tefillin and tefichin Sirtut would just mean, in terms of that it would be ikuma that doesn't require Sirtut. Nope. Don't know. Could that be the pshat? Yeah, what, Yaakov and then Zevi, yeah.
In general, if one violates halacha moshe m'Sinai, is it like lav? Is that a...
No, he did something wrong. He did an iser.
Is it quantifiable iser?
Would you get malchus? I can't have... If it's not a lav, you're not going to get malchus. It's not a lav in the Torah. Pashtus, you won't get malchus.
And these things, halacha moshe m'Sinai, in general, can be things like yikuvah?
Well, that's the issue. From our Tosis, it would sound like it would be the Yikuva, but that's because...
Is that in general, or is that Dafka by Sefer Torah? Or by...
Look, it could be. Every halach has to be looked at it independently. In other words, could you imagine that halach Misina could be the Yikuva? Certainly. Many halachas Misina could be the Yikuva. You know, about tefillin, and many halachas about tefillin, they have to be black. The rituals have to be black. It's possible in B'diyevet, for sure. You don't assume it's just Lechatchila. But then again, this is a halacha in terms of ksivas divrei Torah. So Mehechatei said that would pass with the tefillin. It didn't speak to tefillin. It spoke to ksivas divrei Torah. So it so happens that when you have tefillin, you have Torah that was written out. So you did something wrong in writing the Torah without siyutut. But what does that imagine? What does that translate into passing the tefillin? That you have to say a chiddush. We said yesterday why that would be. We started with Sefer Torah and we said the Sefer Torah is Divrei Torah B'Sefer. If there's halacha in Divrei Torah B'Sefer to be written a certain way, then obviously you can't imagine this should be a Sefer Torah if it's not written the way a Torah should be written. Divrei Torah should be written. That was the way you touched it up. And by tefillin, we said another chiddush, that the yisod of the mitzvah of tefillin is to write Divrei Torah. That's the type of the mitzvah. Not just it so happens to be Divrei Torah written in Chassad. The mitzvah itself is to have the parashas of Torah, Divrei Torah, as tefillin. Yeah, that is the real time here. But Tosis and Sota doesn't necessarily have to accept that. Right, we wanted to say at the end of Shir yesterday, just to, you know, I said it very quickly, so just thazer it again, that why not to say Rabbeinu Tam, Benogea Megillah, that we learn out indeed Megillah from Sefer Torah, not from Mezuzah. So the question would be, why do you need a new limud by Megillah if the din of Rav Yitzchak is every line? And that's why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only reason Sefer Torah would need every line would be Rav Yitzchak. There's nothing more in Rabbeinu Tam to suggest any other reason for Sefer Torah requiring Sirt. But Rav Yitzchak would require every line, and so you have to read Torah. So if that's the reason why you're going to run out to Megillah from Sefer Torah, that every line, so why do you need a new limud of Divishon Be'emes? Megillah itself is Divrei Torah. That was what we asked at the end of Shir yesterday, right? So basically, the answer would be that without the limud, I would say that it would not be ma'akev in Megillah if you didn't have the siyutut. Just like we had a svara to say that by tefillin, it wouldn't be li'ikuva. Maybe by Sefer Torah, yes, because Sefer Torah is defined as Divrei Torah in a Sefer. But tefillin is not Divrei Torah in a Sefer. Tefillin is these words written as tefillin. It so happens that when you have these words, you know, they happen to be Divrei Torah B'Chassad, so they require Sirtut Mitzad Rav Yitzchak, but that doesn't affect the status of tefillin, because the definition of the mitzvah is not that it has to be divrei Torah as a chalos divrei Torah. They have to be these words that happen to be in the Torah. So that you have to do sirta d'chatchila b'seder. But that would be the ikuv of tefillin, maybe not. So the chiddush is, yes, tefillin means divrei Torah b'torah's divrei Torah in the tefillin. But maybe Megillah is not that way. Megillah happens to be divrei ksuvim in the Megillah. But that doesn't mean that that's the definition of what you need to be yotzei the mitzvah. The fact that you violated the fact that you wrote divrei Torah of ksuvim without sirtut, the seder, you did an iser. But who says that that would mean that you have a pasul of Megillah to be yotzei? In terms of the kashrus of the Megillah, it's sufficient to say that I have Vayihi me'achashveirosh and the story of Purim written down. And therefore, that's why I would need a new limud of Divishol Me'emes from Sefer Torah, that there's in fact, by Sefer Torah for sure, it's possible without Sirtut, if we go with the fact that Rav Yitzchok Sirtut is on every line, so that would mean it's possible because it's not a Sefer Torah. So we have a limud to Megillah, that Megillah mitzad atzmo requires Sirtut li'ikuva. That could have been a svara to answer why that's how you would need a new limud from Megillah. In any case, so coming back, where was it before? What?
We just rejected.
So in Rashi again, to say that according to Rashi, the halacha spoke to tefillin and said don't need seer to that, you don't see in Rashi at all. It's Rashi, Rashi, Pashtus. There's no mocker by tefillin. Not that the halacha said do not do so. In terms of the other svar of Tosis and Sota, that it wouldn't be possible without the seer to it. No, maybe that could be possibly a svara, but Lemaisa, as we begin to explore Rashi more carefully, we'll see that Rashi has a whole different mahalach here, as far as what does it mean that it's halacha moshe misinai that Sefer Torah needs seer to. That's where we're working. I just want to, before I bring out what Rashi Chor does hold, what could have we have thought in terms of what would be going on in Rashi? What would be the halacha moshe misinai of svarim? For Rabbeinu Tam, before he was mechadish, there's two levels, it would have meant Rav Yitzchak's halacha would have been the reason why Sefer Torah requires sirtut in every line. So the first thing you think in Rashi is new. Svarim Shvichum Sirtut is Rav Yitzchak. And Rav Yitzchak is every line. But Chora, it's not going to work that way. It won't be as simple as that. Rav Yitzchak has got to be something else. And the notion of Rashi is something else. That's what we're getting. Zevi.
I really just wanted to try to go into this, but just is Rashi saying in Menachos that just like the Mitzias, we don't find that don't have Sirtut?
Lo Ashkechem means we don't have a mocker, not Mitzias. We don't have a mocker. Lo Ashkechem doesn't mean I looked at this one's filling. No, Lo Ashkechem is a Lo Ashkechem just means we don't have any mocker for it. That's what it means. So again, that's exactly not what Tosfos says in Sota, that there was a mocker that says do not do so. Lo Ashkechem means we don't have a mocker, not that it's we know not to do it. Okay, so what is the Pshat in Rashi? What is the Pshat in Rashi? Rashi says in Megillah, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut based on Halacha Moshe Misinai. What does this mean? So let's go to Rashi in Sota, Rashi in Menachos. Rashi, there's two other Gemaras. The Gemara has a Makkah of Megillah Sota that you write up, that you're afterwards your Mochek into the Me'amarim, and you give it to the Sota to drink, the suspected Sota to drink. So the din is, it says that he should write the parsha basefer. So the Gemara runs out, kasva igeres sula basefer amrachmana. The bottom of Yuzayin on the base. If you wrote it igeres sula basefer amrachmana, what does it mean kasva igeres? Says Rashi pshat in the Gemara. Gemara doesn't say what igeres means. Now you have a similar lashon. Also in Menachos, Kasva Igeres, this is in terms of Mezuzah. So both places, it's not clear in the Gemara, what does it mean, Kasva Igeres? In Sota, Kasva Igeres, Psua Basefer Amrachmana, that's Sota Yud Zayin, and then you have here in Amid Beis in Menachos, by Mezuzah, Kasva Igeres, Psua Maitaima Asya Ksiva Ksiva. So again, Kasva Igeres by Mezuzah, and the marker is Ksiva Ksiva. We have to know what that means. What's Ksiva 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 Ksiva? Mezuzah from something else. Zot Rashi, first in Sota. Igeres means below Sirtut. You wrote Megillah Sotah without Sirtut, it's Pasul B'Sefer Amarachman. It says B'Sefer, it continues Rashi, Ba'alacha L'mosh Misinai Shasfarim Tzvichim Sirtut. So again, let's say Pshat Nis Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Halacha L'mosh Misinai, here Rashi is more of a Russian. Hasvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. Rashi in Megillah just said, Amita Shil Torah, Sefer Torah. Sirtut Halacha L'mosh Misinai. So you could say Sirtut by Sefer Torah. What about the Russian here in Sota? Halacha L'mosh Misinai Shasvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. Now, if you want to be stubborn, you say Rashi means, Svarim means, Svarim means Sifrei Torah. Svarim is a plural of Sifrei Torah. So what does it mean? Basefer means we're learning out Megillah Sotah from Basefer that you need it to be like Sefer Torah. If you want to be ready, if you want to be a sticker, you'll say that's what Rashi means. But does that sound like Pshat and Rashi, the Maisa? Right? The Lashon of Rashi sounds something more. There's a Lachem Mishin says, Shasvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. Again, so what do we see? Rashi types the words Igeres to mean Velo Sirtut. And the limit is Basefer, but it says the coin writes it Basefer, Lachem Mishin says, Shasvarim Tzvichim Sirtut. We get to Rashi Menachas. Rashi again explains the Gemara, Kasvi Igeres by Mezuzah. So here Rashi brings two things. Rashi in Sota only says one thing. It means you wrote it below Sirtut. Tosis is going to learn differently. Tosis is going to learn Kasvei Geres in Sota that you wrote it, you were not Medatik Chaseros V'Yaseros. That's what Tosis learns in Sota, not like Rashi. Rashi in Menachos says two things. Kasvei Geres by Mezuzah. Velo Sirtut, velo Diktek b'chaseros v'yaseros, and Rashi continues, ki Geres b'alma. Now what's the Pshat in Rashi? Rashi's two different Pshatim in the Gemara, Kasvei Geres. One Pshat, Igeres velo Sirtut, that's the way Rashi learns in Sota. And another Pshat, velo Diktek b'chaseros v'yaseros. If there were two Pshatim, what would it sound like? It would say in Rashi, so it sounds to me that Rashi is giving you basically two examples of Kasva Igeres. The common denominator is that it was written in a more of a casual fashion. Igeres, what's the notion of an Igeres? I want to communicate. You can realize, right? People send emails. You're not as careful, right? Capitalization, certain rules of grammar, punctuation, sort of. No, they go by the wayside. The main thing is get the message out. Instant messaging, right? Get the message out. So, okay, even in terms of a formal letter, again, a letter as opposed to a book, it's more casual, it's more informal. So, the more that something is safer, the more that it has a certain precision to it, it's written with more care, chaser, the spellings, and it's in the Sirtut gives it a certain formal state. The fact that it gives the Rishonim the reason Sirtut makes it easier to read. It doesn't get the words mixed one with the other. There's a certain formality to it. Whatever you'll say exactly, why Sirtut creates that sense of formal quality, the diktuk, the precision. That's what a sefer is a characteristic of. Igeres has more of an informal, casual style to it. So Rashi is not saying two separate pshatim. Rashi is learning the Pshat is Igeres in the sense that it's written without precision, without diktuk. One example, without Sirtut. Another example, Chaseros V'Yaseros, Lo Diktek. So you wrote the Mezuzah that way. Says the Gemara, Pasul. Why? Ksiva Ksiva. Says Rashi, what's the Gzeres Shav? Uchsavtam al Mezuzos, and the Chasav La Sefer Krisis. Wow, now we're back to Git. Rashi's first pshat. The ksiva ksiva. We learn that mezuzah from get. Wait a second. That means that get requires sirtut. Tosis jumps on Rashi. Get requires sirtut. What's the pshat? Why would get require sirtut? Tosis asks even, Veluk Moshe Pirish Bekuntris, Nivachasa Vase Bekrisus. Tosis says, the Kamachasias Vyaseus, Yesh Beget, the Yishavion, the Yishyatsvion with three Yudin, five in total, Hamisha Hamisha Yudin, and you have Chaseros, Lemahach, Vesirtud Nami, Lo Ashkechan, the Boy Beget. Tosis asks two Kashas and Rashi. According to the Pshat, Tosis, I would think maybe sees there's two Pshatim, you'll see in a minute. According to the Pshat, that it means Sirtut, so we notify that get requires sirtut. Lo ashkechan that get requires sirtut. That's the yes, supposed to be sirtut. I mean, lo ashkechan the boy beget. And as far as chaseros v'yaseros, the Gemara mentions in Hamagarish that the certain words are written a certain way, so you have to have extra yuds because otherwise it might mean something else. You have to add extra yuds and the mahach you have to take out the yuds. So imam yisib get chaseros v'yaseros, and you don't find sirtut by get. So how could Rashi say that we're learning out from get that you need sirtut by mezuzah? How you see in Rashi that get requires sirtut and it's ma'akev, right? Ma'akev by mezuzah means it's ma'akev by get. So what's the pshat? Get requires sirtut. Let's start with that. It's that kasha tosis. Get requires sirtut. Where does it come from? If Rashi says that the din of sirtut Halach Mosh Misina is a din of Svarim, and Svarim means nothing more than what? Sefer Torah. So how can you learn out the mezuzah that you need Sirtut because you learn out from Get? And how do you know Sirtut is required by Get? Halach Mosh Misina said Svarim Sirchan Sirtut, that's Sefer Torah. What's the Pshem Rashi? Elamai, what do you see from here? What's the Muchach? Halach Mosh Misina wasn't Halacha according to Rashi in Sefer Torah. When Rashi said Svan Shichun Sirtut, Sefer Torah is just one example. That means Torah is going to say that if you have a Sefer, anytime the Torah says something has to be written as a Sefer, Halakha Moshe Misina defines that to mean the Sirtut. It has to be written, it has to be written the Sirtut. That is a Halakha of Sefer, since it says by get, Sefer Krisus. So therefore the meaning is that it has to have, it goes into the Halakha Moshe Misina, that Sefer is defined with the precision that it has to have Sirtut. Nemeira, if it says, doesn't say Sefer by Mezuzah, it says Ksiva. But Ksiva, where does that can get, that you need, that it has therefore the same Halakha Moshe Misina I said on Mezuzah, that said by all Sfar. Anytime the Torah requires a standard called Sefer, it means with Sirtut. That's Halakha Moshe Misina. It says Sefer by get, it's a Sefer by Megillah Sota. That's what Rashi means by Sota. Shasfam Sirchum Sirtut. It's a Sefer. The Homer says Sefer means with precision, which equals Sirtut. So therefore, Sefer Torah certainly is like that. It's not that Halakha Moshe Misina said about Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is called a Sefer Torah. L'kocha Sefer Torah Zer. It's referred to as a Sefer Torah in the Chumash. So therefore, anytime you have Sefer, you have to have Sirtut. That's Halakha Moshe Misina. So get, it says Sefer Krisus, so you need Sirtut. That's the Chol of the Pshat and Rashi. So now, what would that this would now help us to answer the other Kasha of Tosfos. What did Tosfos ask? First he asked Sirtut, we don't find Sirtut by get. So the answer is, Halakha Moshe Misina was that Svarim require Sirtut. Whenever it says Sefer, it means Sirtut. So it says Sefer by get. Tosfos has another taina that Sefer Krisus in more interprets by get to mean Sefiras Varim, the story. Good, you have to know how Rashi will answer that. Apparently there's also a din of Sefer Be'etzim too. You have to know what to say. But the nicer, it's Halakha Moshe Misina about Sefer. What about the other Kasha Tosfos? What was the other Kasha? We find in the Gemara that in get itself, that there are Chaseros V'Yaseros. So how could you say that Mezuzah, it's possible if you don't have Chaseros V'Yaseros, if you wrote it, Shogo B'Diktuk B'Chaseros V'Yaseros, and you're going out from get is Chaseros V'Yaseros. Many words are written with extra words, some are without words. Who can think of a teretz? The Torah is a very simple teretz, Pashtus for Rashi. Tosis is asking that get has chaseros v'yaseros. How could you learn out a psul chaseros v'yaseros by mezuzah based on get? Get itself, we have words that are written chaser and malek with extra years, without years. What? Get is your own yosach. That's the first thing. So in other words, so therefore, get by definition is you write it the way you write it. Okay, that's good. You're saying it's good. I hear. I would like to say even more. I hear what you're saying. It's good. What you're saying is good. Just say a little more. That what is the halacha chaseris v'yiseris pasuling here? Is it the pshat that because it's chaseris v'yiseris, that's why it's pasul? That the root of the psul is the fact that it's written, you know, written lacking yuds, adding yuds, so there are, you know, it doesn't conform to the way that the words are normally spelled. That's the chesara. Igeris is a simen. What's example of igeris? The fact that the words are spelled differently than the way the normal words are spelled. So then how are you going to learn out that that's the psul and mezuzah, just like by get to the contrary. They are spelled differently than normal. They are deviant spellings. The text is the pshat of chaseris v'yiseris is not because per se the spelling doesn't conform to the standard spelling. The pshat of the psul and rashi, as Rashi seems to say, it's another example of the yisod of igeris. There's two ways you can write. You can write formally, like a sefer dik, in a form of a sefer. You can write in a style that's igeris. Igeris means it lacks the precision. It's shelo bediktuk. It's more informal. So, what's an example of informality, an informal style? Below siyutut. What's another example of an igeris style? If the words are written deviantly, not, you know, here, an extra yud here, and a missing yud here. So it shows that there's a lack of precision in the writing. That's the yisod of the psul plus the igeris. The halacha by get, that you're writing extra yuds here and missing yuds over here, that's not a simon that it's shalobadikta, to the contrary. That's precisely because that was established by Chazal, that this is the way the words should appear in the get, to the contrary. It's codified that way. Chazal said, write it this way, three yuds, five yuds, Lemahach, no yud, and that's how it's Shulchan Aruch Paskins for us. So, to the contrary, the fact that a person wrote to get according to that prescribed formula gives you that's the greatest sign of dictum. It's not that you don't have chaseris v'yiseris, it's that the fact that in this case it's written dafka, you know, this word dafka, different than normally, is because Chazal said this is the way we want you to do it. So, the fact is that by get, it is a sefer, and it has to be written according to a precise formula of sefer. There's a certain precision, and the less formal is the problem. So in mezuzah, if you are not medakik chaseris v'yiseris, that would be the sign that it's written igeris. But the fact that by the get it's written chaseris v'yiseris is not a sign of igeris. It's a greater sign of sefer. You're doing it according to the fact that you were told to write it exactly that way. You care for mixture. Here you have the extra yud. Here you don't have extra yud. That's not a problem at all. Tosis apparently understood differently. Tosis maybe learned the two pshatim of Rashi, the two points of Rashi is two separate pshatim maybe. Tosis learned certainly the problem of chaseris v'yiseris is inherently the fact that it's written deviant spellings. The fact that it's here it's chaser, it's yeser. That's the problem. And again, it's just a way of explaining that case. And therefore Tosis, you're running out from get itself is a problem case. But the teretz is, if you look carefully in Rashi, Rashi never meant it to be the problem. That's not the problem. It's an example of an underlying problem. The underlying problem meaning the fact that it has a casual style to it. It can be casual because it doesn't have siyutut, it can be casual because the mezuzah, you weren't careful from chaseris v'yiseris. By get, it's very precise. It has siyutut because it's a sefer. And it has to conform to a formal style. And the fact that in that case it so happens that the spelling is deviant, that doesn't make it casual. To the contrary, if the deviancy was, you know, based on what Chazal said, that's the formal style by get. So I mean, I'm not negating what you're saying, Shmuel. I think what you're saying is also good. The fact that it's your nusach, so that doesn't have a problem, the etzim of being informal, because that the Torah says, gives you the license to communicate the words of get in your own way. But I think you can add this knach as well. The very fact that you Chazal say write it this way, that's not quote chaseris v'yiseris in Rashi's understanding, because the problem is the igeris quality. Get is not igeris. Get is a sefer. So what do we see from all of this? The yisod in Rashi is halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, not necessarily sefer Torah. Not the way the Rush would say that sefer Torah has its own makar of ksiva ksiva, that it needs siyut in every line. According to Rashi, it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that any time there's a requirement of sefer, it has to have siyut. Be it sefer Torah, be it Negilah Sota, be it get nope. So the tefillin doesn't have a din of sefer. Mezuzah wouldn't have had it either, but you have a limud, ksiva, ksiva. So you're going to have to get, there's another pshat of Rashi, you're going to have to look another pshat, so the kind of sefer, but meanwhile the first pshat of Rashi you went there to get. But it's halacha of sefer. Tosis asks, Derech Agav, we have a little bit of an added benefit here. Tosis asks, earlier in the Gemara learns, it says, how do you know mezuzah needs sirtut? Doesn't remember the Gemara on Beis on Beis. What does the Gemara say? Mezuzah needs sirtut halacha, the Moshe Mishinah. And now the Gemara is learning out, Kasvi Geras Psula, Ksiva Ksiva. According to Rashi, Kasvi Geras means below sirtut. But we said before that the reason why mezuzah needs sirtut halacha, Moshe Mishinah. Now you're telling me you're learning out, you need sirtut, Ksiva Ksiva. So what is it? So now, not such a hard kasha, because what does it mean? Ksiva Ksiva is a way of saying that the Lacha Moshe Mishinah that exists for Sefer, for Svarim, carries over to Mezuzah. So it now goes into the Lacha Moshe Mishinah. In the Chanan, it's not necessarily, maybe the Amor before was speaking shorthand. In other words, Ksiva Ksiva, yeah, but Ksiva Ksiva is what? Megala what? That the din of Sefer, the status of Sefer, the standard of Sefer is now applying to Mezuzah too. So it comes into the Lacha Moshe Mishinah. Yeah, could be. Maybe the other way is to answer the kasha. But Umay, so that's what comes out of Quentin Rashi. It's Halacha Moshe Mishinah about Sfar. And that gets worked out to Mezuzah as well. What about Rabbi Yitzchak? Now we have to figure out for where's Rabbi Yitzchak been into all of this. So Tefillin doesn't have any of this because it's not a Sefer. There's no Limud at all to consider it a Sefer, to learn it out from the Sefer. Mezuzah asks Ksiva Ksiva, Tefillin doesn't have anything. Where's Rabbi Yitzchak fit into all of this? So that already, we don't know. So now we could basically go back to Meiri. Very nice. Meiri already says that this could be a Din Rabbanan. That could very be Rashi's speech as well. Yitzchak is a new halacha. That anytime you write the Vitor, you have to write Siyotot. Yeah, Nachanami. And maybe Tosef, Merash would hold it's not Likuva. Maybe it wouldn't pass so. You don't know. But it could be it's only Rabban anyway. So, you have all these possible options. We don't know for sure. But I think in Rashi, the gather of Siyotot Midoraisa, Halacha Moshe Mishinah is a din of Sefer. And it can carry, you can speak about Get, just like you can speak about Sefer Torah. And as far as Rabbi Yitzchak, it will be a whole separate level, a whole separate din. It's a din to Rabbanan that the Chafazal felt any time you write Pesukim, you should write Siyotot as well. That would be the Mahalach according to Rashi. Maybe you could say the Rabbanan wanted that every Divrei Torah should be written with a certain precision to it. If you want to give it a little touch, Chazal wanted that there should be every Divrei Torah you write down should have a certain formal, safer like quality. So they took the Din HaSirtut on Sfarim and they said, we want this. That you can say what you want, but it's a whole separate dimension. It could be only the Rabbanan. Shmuel.
Just a general question about safer.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara later on learn out that safer means, in terms of guess, safer people means it's the bar of the palpable?
Yeah, it means Sphere's bar.
Sphere's bar.
Yeah.
And also, it has to be the guess being palpable, it has to be the hand.
It has to be that you can miyad liyad. But not something yada.
To exclude like giving over something like that on land, like giving over land or something.
No, but chasa b'nasan is mechusak tzitza. You're talking. Don't we have chusak tzitza? Or if it's even if it's two. It's two dinim of mechuber. One is mechusak tzitza. One is giving over the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
Just a general question. How many times can we darsh? How many times can we darsh up? Like one word can mean different things.
Yeah, look at the Tosis Menachas there, Dibas Lakasvi Ges. Tosis brings some of these examples of Gittin and how do you dash in all different things from Sefer.
I thought only one word.
Yeah. So Tosis asks somewhat what you're asking. You look at that Tosis Kasvi Ges. You'll see in the middle of the Tosis brings up some of those drashes. And Tosis says that Dashina Tarvayu Mi Sefer. You'll see there in the middle of the Tosis. Probably Tosis in Gittin also discusses this. Yeah, but that's the basic, what I wanted to bring out from Rashi, I think that's the basic approach, I think, to Rashi, of how they understand the notion of Sir to the Lacha Moshe Mishinah by Sefer Torah, and by Mezuzah as well. And then we see as well by Megillah, learning out Sefer Torah, and also by Get, and by Mezuzah learning out from Get, according to the first Pshat of Rashi there. I want to talk about the Rambam. Let's just see what we can see and what you say.
It would be necessary for Rashi to use Ksiva Ksiva once
You already were talking.
So that was what I said, the last thing. It is a kasha. Tosis already raises the question. So I'm only saying it's not as strong a kasha as you might otherwise think. Because really, what Tzivak Tziva is doing for us is saying there is a halacha mishmisinai on sefer, on whatever is considered sefer. So even though this is sefer by mezuzah, but the gzeirah shava is really the mgala. You can explain it as saying that the din of halacha mishmisinai on sefer goes on mezuzah too. So it's like the marker of sefer, that the din of sefer is based on sefer. And just that we don't have the word sefer written by mezuzah, but the ksiva brings mezuzah into that halacha. So it comes out that you could, if you wanted, you could portray the din of mezuzah as being based on the halacha mishmi sinai. How do I know that it comes under that halacha mishmi sinai? Because of ksiva ksiva. Right. So that's why you can say in a sense that mezuzah requires siyut halacha mishmi sinai, not independent of halacha mishmi sinai. It means that it goes under the rubric of the halacha mishmi sinai that svar requires siyut. How do I know from ksiva ksiva?
Why is it important?
Okay. Because the gather of the din is that the sirtut midaraisa always is that svar mitzirtut. So this has a quality of safer to it. I know. Sorry, it's not a full answer. I understand. Yeah, it. Yeah. But at least.
I'm just trying to see. Is there a new halacha there that would then apply?
Okay,
to
I leave. Okay, we'll leave it. I don't know. But it's look. Okay. I lightened the kasha a little bit. But here, it could be. You have to say more here. Because Lamaisa said the pasuk pshat is halacha mishmisina. Sounds like it's its own halacha mishmisina pasuk pshat. You know, we're saying a little bit of a dreidel it because of the part of the pun, because of ksiva ksiva, right? It becomes into the halacha mishmisina. Okay. The Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph talks about the din of Sirtut for Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. Now here's what the Rambam writes, Aleph Ches, Hilchas Tefillin. Halacha Moshe Misinai, Sheyukos from Sefer Torah ala Gvil. No, that's in Ches. Okay, that's good. I read that. You'll see why. Yeah, the other halacha is yud beis. I want to read this for a second. You'll see why. Halacha mishmi sinai sheyu kos ben sefer Torah al hagvil. The Ram formulates this in a very in a positive sense. Not halacha mishmi sinai that it's not written on what's not called gvil. The Ram formulates halacha positively. Sheyu kos ben sefer Torah al hagvil the kos ben halacha maseir. What is the Ram saying? Yud beis now. Halacha Moshmi Sinai, she ain't kos ben sefer Torah, the Rosh Mezuzah el besirtut. Notice something interesting. The Rambam's formulation in Halacha Moshmi Sinai is not that you need sirtut when you write it, that you can't write it without sirtut. Not that they need sirtut, that ain't kos el besirtut. That is a very, very interesting, which in my mind would seem to associate this halacha mishmi sinai to some extent with Rabbi Yitzchak. Because Rabbi Yitzchak's formulation was what? We know this right away. Kosvit ain't kosvit. So that's interesting. The Rambam's way of phrasing the din sirtut l'masha, if you look in the Torah doesn't say like this. The Torah brings halacha mishmi sinai, a mezuzah, that you have to have sirtut. It doesn't say ain't kosvit el of a sirtut. Al kopanim, the Rambam's halacha mishmi sinai talked about mezuzah as well as Sefer Torah. Yeah.
Then
one
would not be
Yikuva. So Rabbi Yitzchak will see the Rambam's take on Rabbi Yitzchak, but it seems to be Yikuva for the Rambam. Yeah. Ain't kosin sefer Torah v'lomizuz ela besirtut. Pashtus it's ma'akev. But the Rambam goes on avot tefillin. So what? According to the Rambam, halacha mishmi sinai spoke about what?
Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah and mezuzah. This is interesting. In other words, he took the Gemara Menachos, that the first mention by the Gemara that says in the Furish that mezuzah needs sirtut to halacha moshe misina. And the Rambam apparently had a makar, assumed that there was halacha moshe misina for sefer Torah as well. Halacha moshe misina for sefer Torah and for mezuzah. The Rambam doesn't say svam tzvichin sirtut. Halacha moshe misina sefer Torah and mezuzah. Avot tefillin einan tzvichin sirtut. Rambam says lefisha hein mechupin. Tefillin do not require sirtut because they're covered. That's very interesting. We have to soon know what the makar of the Rambam's words are. the Chavad of Makor is in Shubas HaGaonim that the Ramban quotes. But the first glance, you read the Ramban and you have a problem. The Ramban needs to give you a reason why Tefillin doesn't need Siyatut. Who needs a reason? The Ramban starts by saying, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that Sefer Torah doesn't need Siyatut. Zelzen. Ava Tefillin entry from Siyatut. You know why? Because it wasn't in the Halacha. So why do you need to tell me a reason why Tefillin don't require Siyatut? If you're telling me why Mezuzah does and Sefer Torah does, so and it's a Lachamash Mesina, if the Lachamash Mesina did not speak about Tefillin, Memela Tefillin doesn't need. So why does the Rambam need to even bother telling me the reason why Tefillin doesn't need? It's not part of Halach. Now, what is this Lachamash Mesina exactly? So it says Sefer Torah, it says Mezuzah. The Rambam in Perek Zion talks about the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh in Kosvin Osen Ela B'Sirtut. Again, very similar. In Kosvin Ela B'Sirtut, Afil Kosvin, okay. Umutalichtav Shosh Temes Below Sirtut. So that sounds to me that the Rambam seems to have a connection. It's not like we said, for example, for Rashi, that the din of Rav Yitzchak is independent of the din of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, or that Sfarim needs Sirtut. And maybe the Chachamim patterned it in some way afterwards, but it's something new. The Rambam seems to see them in some way as connected. Now, that doesn't mean that the Rambam sees it as Doraisa necessarily in Perek Zion. But clearly, the Rambam sees the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is also formulated in terms of a Heter. How do you write it? You only write it B'Sirtut. And the Rambam needed to give me a reason why Tefillin is not included. So that's interesting. Why? If the halacha said it by... So Chor putting two and two together, what does it seem? That the halacha Moshe Mesinai wasn't just Sefer Torah Mezuzah. What was it? Yeah?
Could we say like Rashi, that it's a Sefer, and when something is Mechupa, so that's no longer... That doesn't have
a Sefer. But Rashi... So it's a different word. Rashi Sefer means it's called Sefer. Tefillin is not called Sefer. So you have to say, modify what you're saying. It's the idea... Something that's a ksav shel Torah, right? That requires sirtut. A ksav shel Torah. Now, maybe a pasuk wouldn't necessarily midoraisa count for that. Maybe the din of Rav Yitzchak is, as the Meiri would have, an expansion in some way on the doraisa, patterned after the doraisa. But what is the din doraisa? So the din doraisa was Sefer Torah mezuzah, but not the Torah Sefer Torah, but Torah mezuzah, the Torah's ksav shel Torah, in terms of when it's written as an entity of Ksav Shel Torah. An isolated pasuk wouldn't by itself necessarily rise to this halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's why the Rambam has a separate halacha for that in Perek Zion. I mean, the Rabbanan wanted it also to take on a certain quality of Ksav Shel Torah. But if I have a Ksav Shel Torah as an entity, as a chetza, be it a Sefer Torah, where the Torah says, write down these words, you know, as I say the Torah says, by Tefillin, write down these words in Tefillin. Mezuzah, write down these words in Mezuzah. So that would Chorus say that has to be done with Siyatut. Says the Rambam, why Tefillin is different, and why is Tefillin not that way? Now, if the Halacha Moshe Mesinai wasn't B'Torah's Mezuzah, B'Torah's Sefer Torah, it was B'Torah's Ksav Shel Torah, then I have to give me, you have to tell me why Tefillin is different. The Rambam needs a reason, and the reason is because it's not Nitan for reading. It's covered. And the reason of the Rambam, therefore, is that ksav means ksav that is intended for someone to be able to read, that's easily opened in order to read. That's true by Sefer Torah, certainly. And apparently Mezuzah also has, even though it's also rolled up, but this is what the Meiri points out, and the Ramban also think touches on it. What's worse, Mezuzah or Tefillin? Mezuzah is totally... Tefillin is totally wrapped up and tied up. It's a lot harder to open. And the halacha is that mezuzah has to be checked twice in 7 years. Tefillin does not nikra din. So therefore, that's what the Meiri points out. So therefore, the gather of mechupin is much more so by tefillin. Tefillin is mufka from kriya, in a much more of a sense than by mezuzah. Let's just see the lashon of Meiri. He says tefillin. He says. The Iker, he says, Kola Torah Tzvicha Sirtut, he says. The Iker Sirtut B'Sefer Torah Ne'amar, they should nit na litros ba. V'yesh lomar ken ap b'chol ha'ksuvim ho v'nit ha'rikos behem k'dei shelo yis'arvu ha'shitos v'yis'arvu ha'kriyos. In other words, it's, you don't want to undermine the reading when you read it. So it has to be written in a way that the reading will go quickly. The Ramban Zerashin will say, Yoretz ha'kol ibrahim. Avot tefillin ha'mezuzah lo nitnu rikos behem. Mitoch kach ein ikar mitzvah sirtut. So the Miri is interesting. He's a little different than the Rambam in that he sees the ikar sirtut being more sefer Torah, and even mezuzah is not as ikar as sefer Torah. Ela she mezuzah nesrabes lesirtut mikoch halacha. The Rambam didn't quite say it quite in two different tiers. The Rambam says halacha was on sefer Torah and on mezuzah, but the Miri puts it in terms of there's a riboy, so that's also included. Va'amru biyuma she nevdekes pamayim b'shavua v'roen osa. And then Amir goes on and says, so then the Gemara points out that Koach Suvim Bechlav. But that's an expansion on the Ikar Halacha Moshe Misina. Ikar Halacha Moshe Misina was Ksav Shel Torah She Nitnu Likros Ben. That's the Agdara. So the Rambam that brings the Lashon of Mechupin, where did it come from? Clearly, it came from what the Rambam quotes in the name of Tshuva Sagaonim. The Tshuva Sagaonim Matsasi, he says, Rav Natanoi Gaon, Kach Reinu. It's interesting the way it's put here. It sounds like the Iker din is also in any davar shel kedusha, any pasuk. We're saying for the Rambam not quite that far. We're saying the Rambam that's added on from the Russian of Tshuva. It sounds like kol davar shel mishum kedusha tzarach siyutut va'asarich tov pasuk echad b'lo siyutut. Chutz min atfilin shemitzvasim l'korchan l'kameya l'kaman l'kameya v'lo gros ben kol Iker kisvar. Yes, Yaakov.
The Rambam used the Lashon Kol Kisvei Kodesh.
In Perek Zayin?
Yeah.
Kol Kisvei Kodesh.
It's an expanded definition.
It is an expanded. It's expanded.
Yeah. But
the Rambam, I don't see that as necessarily Halacha Moshe Misina. You see, Halacha Moshe Misina that I mentioned by Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. In Perek Zayin, Kol Kisvei Kodesh, in Kol Kisvei, that could be the Rabbana. That could be the Rabbana, what the Meirim seems to say.
Why? Because he doesn't mention Halacha Moshe Misina?
He doesn't say Moshe Misina.
Why would you assume otherwise, though?
He gives you the halacha. He doesn't necessarily. No, I hear. Maybe he's saying maybe it is the raisa. Yeah. Okay. So what is it? Halacha Moshe Misinai as well.
I mean, otherwise, what's the?
You can't know for sure. The Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. But
he leaves it open.
Right. He leaves it open. Doesn't say yes. It's clearly halacha that is reflected in the earlier halacha, but it still could be, in a sense, an expansion of that halacha. In other words, the halacha was not just Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. Halacha was defined as Divrei Torah b'chsav shenitnu likros behem. But it could be an entity of a Sefer Torah, entity, a pasuk that you wrote, maybe not. Again, the Rosh Hashanah of Golem sounds like it starts with that. It starts with Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Sefer Torah is just a manifestation of that halacha. The Rambam could say it starts with the fact that there's an entity. Like the Me'iri already says it more like that. The Me'iri says it starts with Sefer Torah and Mezuzah is Mesurah. The Rambam doesn't say quite that way. The Rambam says Mezuzah and Sefer Torah are the halacha. But it's closer, the Rambam would be closer to the Me'iri than maybe the Shubat Sagaonim would be mashma, that the halacha is Kol Dala Shum Mishum Du Sarach Sirtut. For us, Lichto Pasuk Echad Lo Sirtut, it's all one halacha mamish. The Rambam is gradations. You could be medayik, a little bit, but the clearly the point of why tefillin has to be mentioned as an exclusion is because the halacha was based on the measure of it being ksavim, right? Ksavim that are of Torah. So therefore, they have to qualify that by saying some that are to be read. Yeah. Now, in terms of how why tefillin is excluded, the Ramban has other things that he mentions, which again, in the Rambam, it's hard to know whether Rambam necessarily has to agree with this completely. The Ramban says something interesting. I mean, Lemaisa, if the Torah says Ksav Shel Torah needs Sirtut, why is Tefillin not requiring Sirtut? So the Ramban says something interesting. There was Halacha Moshe Misinai for Mezuzah. Why Torah have to tell me Halacha Moshe Misinai by Mezuzah for? Why did Torah have to tell it to me? The answer is, there was a special Halacha Moshe Misinai. I mean, I already know that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, Halacha Moshe Misinai, so I already have, or maybe because of Ksiva, so I have a Mokka for Mezuzah. So why do you need a new Halacha Moshe Misinai by Mezuzah? Says the Ramban, Because the point of that halacha mishmisina was not for itself, was to medayik something else. It's like, it's a drasha of halacha mishmisina, a very interesting idea. Just like you can medayik from a pasuk halacha, you can medayik from halacha mishmisina halacha. You don't need it for itself. So the answer is, you need the halacha mishmisina from mezuzah in order to medayik from that, that tefillin is not. So says Rabbi, so why does Torah have to do it that way? Let the Torah tell me directly that tefillin not. Like, for example, Tosin Sota said that halacha said mezuzah, tefillin should not have siut. Says Ramban, you couldn't do that, because if you'd say that, I would say, well, if the halacha says that tefillin not, I would have a kavah chomer. Tefillin is a higher kedusha and doesn't need siyut. Tefillin mitzvah, which is a lower kedusha, doesn't need siyut. Therefore, the Torah has to tell me halacha by mezuzah in order to midaik tefillin not. Because if it were to mean kavah chomer for tefillin, then don't say anything. And everything would have been included in the din of siyut to the Sefer Torah of Torah Shebichsav, Halacha Moshe Sinai, Kedamim B'Yerushalmi. It basically, that's what he says, it all would have been part of it. There's a generic Halacha Moshe Sinai, Ksav Shel Torah. So Mezuzah Ksav Shel Torah. What do you mean, Sefer Halacha Moshe Sinai? The answer is to Medayik Tefillin not. Whether the Rambam has to agree exactly to that, I don't, it's hard to know. The Rambam ends up saying the reason of the Teshuvah Ha'Gaonim, which the Rambam quotes subsequently. The Rambam adds now the second point. Oh, that's Jeromah. Should fill the mezuzah, keep a show nit no liquor span, not dinner in Svichim Sirtut. The Sefer Torah, Shah Svam, Shin the liquor span, Bishwe, Yisavwa Shitos, Yor Sakoi ban, comes along from Messina, but Svichim Sirtut the mezuzah. That's more like the Ne'ivi said. Long Messina says mezuzah is also included. But fill in Bedina may Momdin, the Ain of Svichim Sirtut Kral, show nit no liquor span, El Mechupen and Mutmunim Baorim Mutfurim Begidim. It's so tied in. It's so mufka from Kriya. That's more like the Rambam, I would say. But the Ramban's second point. And that's what he brings from near the Tshuva Sagaonim. So Gokhola, what the Ramban is saying is very, very important in terms of shedding light on the Rambam. Again, there may be some sort of shinuyim in terms of the relation between Rabbi Yitzchak and the Ikra Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Perhaps. That the Rambam seems it more like the Me'iri as an expansion of sorts. Whether it's Halacha Moshe Mishinai Mamish in the Rambam, I can't swear, tell you for sure. In the Ramban, it sounds like it is. In the Me'iri, it's clearly not. In the Rambam, you have to know, what to say.
What's
what
you saying?
Whether the Mokar Per Zion is Lachem Shem Sinai or the Rabbanan in the Rambam.
No, I'm saying the second
verse. No, the second verse is as follows. Number one, he says the Diuk of Lachem Shem Sinai tells me Tzion is not, and then he says no, it's simply because they're not Nitna Likros, then therefore Minadina in Tzvichem Sirtad Mezuzah and Tzion. And the only thing is, Halacha Moshe Mishinai came from Mezuzah to bring Mezuzah into the category, and Tefillin is left where it was before. Like the Me'iri seems to say, because the Ikar was Sefer Torah, that's the Ikar Nitan Nitan. Okay, what about Stam Sukim? From the Ramban, it would seem, that's certainly part of Halacha Moshe Mishinai, it would seem from the Ramban. And from the Me'iri, clearly not that. The Ikar Mishinai was on Sefer Torah, not on Stam Pasuk that you write. Even though you're writing it to learn from and to read from. But nevertheless, that's a Rabbanan. In the Rambam, again, you don't know for sure. Yeah?
Doesn't the Rambam say later on that only Ksav Ashur?
Yeah, that's another interesting Indian. It's brought halacha as well. Very interesting.
Right.
So assuming you're writing Ksav Ashur, it would be no gera, whether that's a Halacha Moshe Mishinai. But if Rambam holds only Ksav Ashur, that needs Sirtut. Right. Right. Yeah. In terms of the question of Megillah, so typically because it's a Sefer, nothing Rabban points out, so what do you need to come on to Divishon Be'emes? So they all answer, Tosfos of Menachos says it, because the Megillah is also called a Geras. So how do you know which way to go? Whether it's because maybe it should not need Sefer because of the Geras. This could go according to any of the Pshatim, be it Rashi's Mahalach that we said, or the Mahalach that we're saying up in the Ramban. The answer is that you need a new makar divishon be'emes. So we have a range of shitas here. We started with Tosis Shita, Abinu Tam, two levels of Sirtut, right? And Rabbi Yitzchak's one level, that's ma'akev, and that's required all the time, including Beit Tefillin. And that's brought the halacha as well. You need to have at least the top Sirtut Beit Tefillin, or maybe even Minat Studim, the Rabbi Ramah adds, because that could have been Abinu Tam. You need four sides, and that's the Ikuva. That's Rabbi Tam's idea, and then Sefer Torah is no different than Tefillin. And Mezuzah has a special halacha, Halacha Moshe Mishinai, only Mezuzah. Megillah is learned out from Mezuzah. And that's the second level Sirtut. That's according to Rabbi Tam. According to Rashi, that Halacha Moshe Sinai said Svarim needs Sirtut, and we brought out from Rashi, it's not Halacha Sefer Torah per se, it's Halacha in definition of Sefer. Anytime it says Sefer, it means a certain standard of precision. And that's the Yisod of Sirtut according to Rashi. So that's true by Sefer Torah, it's true by Get, therefore. It's true by Megillah Sota. And it's true where? By Mezuzah, because of Ksiva Ksiva, which therefore brings it into that same Halacha. That's according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, we're using the Ramban to shed light on the Rambam. The Rambam says Halacha Moshe Misinai was said by Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. The Rambam gives you a reason why Tefillin is not. So Stam is Kasha, why do you need a new reason? It's not part of the Halacha. So based on what we see in the Rambam, the getter of the Halacha, really the Ika Sir to this Halacha, and that which is Nitan Likros by him. And therefore, that's the second way the Ramban says it. And therefore, Tefillin and Mezuzah would, at first glance, both not have been included, but Mezuzah got included as well. And Tefillin is left not part of that halacha, because it's not Stam Kseftor. The Kseftor should need to Likros Behen, and that's the gather. The other Mahalach of the Ramban was that the halacha Mesina Mezuzah was itself meant to prove to Mimidaik that Tefillin is different. This, by the way, would help to answer one more point. Tosis Kasha in Megillah Sota, that the Gemara learns out Megillah Sota Kasvi Geras Masula. Why? Because it says Basefer, Fektosis. Typically, Satosis asks, why do you have to come on to a new Geras HaKasuv of Basefer? Why not simply, it's part of the Halacha, if you have Divrei Torah, you have to have a Sirtut. Right? If you hold it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, every Divrei Torah has to be Basirtut. Why don't you learn a new Drasha? The Gemara has a new Drasha because it says Basefer. The Teretz is, Megillah Sota, what are you doing with it?
Erasing it.
So it's the antithesis of Nitan Likros Behen. So therefore, you couldn't simply work it into the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Divrei Torah that are Nitan Likros Behen. Because it's not Nitan Likros, it's Nitan Lemachika. So the Torah, the Gemara has to learn a new Halacha from Basefer, that has to have Halacha of Sirtut like Sefer. Point to the round, you have the fringe benefit as well in answering that question. Yeah, let's see it.
Why exclusively if you bring it as a so then it teaches us that filling, so then it won't include filling, that's why it teaches you explicitly mezuzah.
The first answer of the Ramban, because right. You don't need it for itself, because it should be part of the halacha of all the Rei Kisviyaka, all Ksavim Shel Torah. The answer is to tell you that tefillin is different. That's
right,
the first chance.
And then we say, why not exclusively say tefillin is different?
Because then you would say, if the halacha said tefillin doesn't require sirtut, I make kavach homer to mezuzah not required. Yeah. There's a few other loose ends. Maybe we'll mention a few of them now. Maybe we'll see tomorrow whether maybe we'll talk about them. Maybe we won't. We'll see. But just on your own, you should be aware. Entosis in Sota raises some very interesting questions. Negeh sirtut. Tosis raises an interesting possibility. What if you did Sirtut not at the time of the Ksiva? Let's say you put it later. Would that count? It's an interesting issue. Because Umashal, the Gemara, the Kasha that the Rishonim asked from the Gemara Menachos, how could you turn a tefillin into a mezuzah? Mezuzah requires Sirtut. That was Rabbeinu Tam's Raya. Right, that the Gemara, that's not the derech at all to be Masati Tefillin. Otherwise, you could say it's talking about a case where you're Masati Tefillin. So why not answer the following? So you put in Sirtut now. If you didn't write the Sirtut at the time that you wrote the Mezuzah, so as long as you have it now, so you have a Mezuzah with Sirtut. So it's mashma. No, it's mashma that if you didn't have the Sirtut written put in at the time of the Ksiva, now you could say it's to Miyasha the Ksiva, right, so it's too late. Then again, you have the Sirtut. So Tosus has this question, that she was a Kidegar about this. It's very interesting. That's one issue. And you could now consider the opposite possibility. In other words, this is if the Sirtut wasn't there at the time, but it was put in later. What if it was there at the time, but it's not necessarily going to stay? And let's say it fades. Let's say the Sirtut fades. Now, if it wasn't, if it hasn't faded yet, the Pashtus, as long as it's there now, you're not going to passel it just because it's not going to be Miskayim. But let's say, at a certain point, it's not there, it's not miskayim anymore. So as long as the sirtut was done b'shas ksiva, is that sufficient? Or do you have to have the ksiva, the sirtut there, for it to be kasha? It's an interesting shayla as well. That's a lot of raid about this, these in Yanni. Again, I don't know whether we'll get to it. I just want to be, you know, put it out there. Another in is that there's a Kesef Mishnah, which I think I did give you in Maamar Kamos, that has another answer. He asked the same kasha, as presumably, is how can you have tefillin not requiring siyutah? What about Rabbi Yitzchak? So he says something very interesting. The Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that you know what you can have. You can have tefillin that are written without siyutah. Why? Because as long as every line has, let's say, you go with the shita and masnita. That's four. Requires siyutah. Three don't. If you have for every line only three words, you can have your tefillin written without siyutah. Now, what would Tosfos say to that approach? So, is that a teretz to the kasha? What does the Kesef Mishnah mean? Does that, so? How does that help? How does that help us? What about siyutah of Yitzchak by tefillin? The answer is you can have three in a line. The Gemara had a kasha there in Menachos. How, if mezuzah needs siyutah, how can you use parshas of tefillin for mezuzah? I mezuzah needs siyutah, tefillin doesn't. So the Gemara is asking a kasha with the assumption that the tefillin were written without siyutah because there were three to a line. Most tefillin are written not three to a line, so you had a siyutah of Yitzchak. So what's the pshat? What does Kesef Mishnah mean exactly? So it's clear that he's clearly holding that no, the pshat is tefillin doesn't need siyutah, meaning to say that it's not na'akev if you don't have siyutah. That's basically what he's answering. Siyutah is not na'akev by tefillin, but you have to write lechatchila anytime you write divrei Torah. So what was bothering him was, but l'maisa, every time you write tefillin, you're going to have to write. Might not mean you're going to have to write siyutah anyway. So he says, no, you can have a case where you wrote the tefillin without siyutah. But I think it's clear from the Kesef Mishnah that he's already assuming that siyutah is not ma'akev in the tefillin. See, the kasha here has to begin with. According to the way we left chatting the Rambam, the whole kasha doesn't start. The Rambam is saying tefillin is different because he's mechupin, and we're going with the derech of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah is not going that way in the Rambam. So he asks this kasha and gives this teretz. He says like this: V'im tomer heichi aminan. This is Perek Zayin. Heichi aminan did tefillin lo by siyutah? K'moshe kasa Rabbeinu Perek Aleph. The Rambam gave a reason: Hashem mechupin. But he asked the kasha: V'ham itam the asulich of dalat tevos below siyutah tzarech sartet. So, you know, he's asking, how could the Rambam say those words? Tefillin doesn't need siyutah. What about Rabbi Yitzchak? What about the Masnita? Yeshomet Hashem Achi Kamar Mishum Kedushas Tefillin Ain't Tzarech Masarte. Not Machmas Kedushas Tefillin. You don't need to be Masarte. The Ilu Ratzah Shelo Richt of Yosef Migimu Tevos Bachol Shita Rashi Mashaken B'Ser B'Torah. Where you need to have siyutah be'etsa. Abu Ina Chinami Shem Kosev Yosef Migimu Tevos B'Shita Tzarech Masarte. The Lo Gora. Me'igeres shalom, the boy was sartik, the masham liyushalom. Very interesting. So he says, why would you have to be sartik? Well, go on me'igeres shalom. What does the Kesef Mishnah mean? The Kesef Mishnah means that you can write fill-in shalom b'toras divrei Torah on a page. What's igeres shalom? It's not divrei Torah as divrei Torah, but they're on the page, divrei Torah on the page. So the pshat is that you can have tefillin that are not necessarily written properly according to standards of Ksav Shel Torah. But if you write it with three words per row, that's also fine. That's his teretz. His kasha was, you need to have it because it's like you use your own letter, you use the Lashon of Torah to be a melitza, Lashon Tzach, but you also need siyutah. So you need siyutah and tefillin as well. So he says, yeah, but I can get around it. Technically, I can get around it. Rambam can tell you, tefillin doesn't need siyutah b'ikaron, in terms of its own halacha. Whether Rabbi Yitzchak will apply, depends. If you write three words in a line, you'll have to do it. It's no worse than Lashon Tzach. If you don't write three words to a line, so then it's fine. If you write three or less, then it's fine. If you write more, then you have to write Rabbi Yitzchak. You have to have siyutah Rabbi Yitzchak. But that doesn't affect the din of the Rambam. Tefillin does need siyutah it's the etzem. So the Kesef Mishnah's approach is very different than what we said for Tosfos. Tosfos assumed that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is the ikuva for tefillin. Why? But for Tosfos, the taicha of tefillin is ksav shel Torah written properly, just like in a sefer Torah. It means proper ksivas Torah, not an improper ksivas Torah. Tefillin doesn't mean the words of the Torah on the page. If that were what it would mean, then it wouldn't pass the tefillin. It might need sirtut anyway, because it so happens that if you get a shloma requires sirtut, you would need sirtut mitzad. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying in the Chinabi. It would, if you wrote three words or less, you wouldn't. The Kesef Mishnah apparently understood that the title of the mitzvah of tefillin is put these words in the tefillin. Whether it has to be according to what's called proper standards ksav shel Torah, that's halacha in terms of ksav shel Torah. That doesn't affect the nature of the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is simply to have those words in the tefillin. So therefore, the Rambam can tell you, tefillin don't need sirtut. In other words, be'ikar ha-din, there's no din sirtut. It won't be a problem in terms of the kashrus of the tefillin if you don't have the sirtut. That is the din of the Rambam Perek Aleph, according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam tells you in Perek Zayin, a new halacha, that when you write Sadim Shel Torah on the page, you have to have sirtut. And even if it's a stama letter that you wrote on the page Ksav Shel Torah, you have to have sirtut. So mitzad that, you might have to have sirtut by tefillin as well if you wrote four or more words on each line. You say there. But the point is, it won't pass with the tefillin. I might not commit, the Rambam says, ain't tzvichim sirtut, you're going to have to have it anyway, because it very well could be possible you don't have it if you wrote less than three words or less. But the pshat is, according to the Kesef Mishnah, why is it not na'akev if you don't write the sirtut that you're supposed to write? Because clearly that's what he's saying. Because he knows the mitzvah of tefillin is to write the words of the Torah in the tefillin, but whether or not it passes the standard of what it means to be called divrei Torah b'chsav is irrelevant to the mitzvah of tefillin. That's why I think it would come out from this Kesef Mishnah. It's interesting. But that's, again, it's not necessarily the way we learned the Rambam. We do answer for the Rambam very differently. The Rambam and Perek Aleph and the Rambam Perek Zayin are not totally independent, to the extent that tefillin is mufka from the Perek Aleph halacha, because it's not exception nikon likros behen, to that extent it doesn't get subjected to the din of Perek Zayin either. Because after all, that's nothing more than expansion on the halacha of Perek Aleph. In which case, if it's mufka from Kriya, then it's not going to require ammunition, not going to require any sirtut at all. That's what you have to say, I think, what we would say in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah had a different way of reading the Rambam. Okay, so any questions? I both say. Yes? That's what it sounds like. What he's saying, in other words, is that Rav Yitzchak's halacha could be relevant for tefillin as well if you wrote a certain way. But what he's saying is, but that's because it's no worse than writing a letter in a chinami. But that doesn't have to do with the din of tefillin in tzvichim sirtut be'etzem in terms of the din of bima'akev. That's Rambam Perek Aleph. Whether or not you'd have to write sirtut anyway from a side halacha, if you wrote a certain way, yes, but you could conceivably get around Rav Yitzchak. For the Tosfos, if you got around Rav Yitzchak, you wouldn't have kosher tefillin.
Right.
Because tefillin is defined as ksav shel Torah. You might have gotten around Rav Yitzchak, but you don't have kosher tefillin for Tosfos. So that's why Tosfos couldn't have thought of this type of an answer. I think it works very well. Yeah. Again, this is a thing that could have taken us a lot more time, but I think Baruch Hashem, I think we've got the basic shittas down. It requires a lot of chazara, and anyway we need chazara. So my instinct is we should maybe go weiter. I mean, if you want to spend a little more time chazaring this, it's fine, and go over in the course you haven't seen. But I would like next 2 days we'll basically be able to finish to the two dots. Maybe I can give you a few Mayim HaKamos along the way, I'll try to send you something. But for the most part, you're going to have to basically work through the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, very basic. And then we'll discuss maybe on tomorrow or Thursday what the game plan should be for next week as far as chazering and how to prepare properly for the Bechina. And I'm very open if you have any ideas, as I say, really welcome. And I want it to be a purposeful chazara, not to feel overwhelmed, but to feel that you can get something from it. And, consider the fact that it's not about a Bechina necessarily, but chazara should be done regardless. And you'll have the time over the break to do chazara. So whether or not it will be the full chazara of the Bechina is not the point. You'll have a chance, hopefully, to do from that base, all the way to dynamic base, to go through everything carefully. You should definitely do so. And then we'll discuss logistically what we should do with it as well. Okay? Good. Thank you. What would Rashi say
about this villain?
Does anyone want to go to Minchah?
It's too early. Would you like to do that?
Feel good.